Hey guys, welcome to Live at Jackman Studios. This is episode number one of season two. And I've got with me some of my good friends, Corey Mon and the Starlight Gospel. What's up?
What's up, man?
Actually, today we've got Corey.
Yes.
And let's go around here. Yeah.
Okay, I'm Jacob. I do drums and percussion and banjo.
And he's
wearing a cool Minnesota.
A little bit of a backup.
A few backup vocals, although when I give him a vocal mic, it shows he always resists.
Cool. And on guitar.
That's Eric Ellsworth.
That's Eric Ellsworth on guitar.
Guitar, keys, and
scientist.
And he's doing a lot more background vocals these days.
And it's cool because you guys just got back from Minnesota.
Cutting
a record. So tell us about it.
Minnesota. Yeah, we went out to Minnesota and we cut a record. We just got back. We recorded with a good friend of ours. Well, he's now a good friend of ours, Chad Weiss, who is a resident of the Minnesota.
But he is a world citizen.
Yes, he is a world citizen.
So how'd you guys hook up with Chad?
Through a friend of ours, Matt Jennings, who we've played many of shows with, and is a great friend of ours. And he suggested that we speak with Chad about doing our next album. We contacted Chad, and Chad was excited about the possibility. And
so you took the road trip.
The rest is history, yes.
Cool. So what was the give us the travel log.
I got this awesome Minnesota Twins hat that I'm wearing right now in Minnesota.
He did.
On our way home.
That was part of the
travelogue. We drove for a couple days. Pretty awesome. We slept in the middle of Nebraska, out in the middle of nowhere.
We were woken up by like hundreds of coyotes yipping around.
Surrounding us.
I didn't have my glasses on, and I was looking at a bush, and I thought it was a coyote like bobbing and dipping, trying to like sniff us out. But I found my glasses, and it was just a bush.
We did that the first night. We drove all the way to Nebraska, and it was probably like 2 o'clock in the morning where we finally pulled off the side of the road. We drove on this dirt road for a good 20 minutes or so and just pulled off the side of the road and slept in a field.
Whoa.
Devin was crying because he woke up and he's soaking wet.
Yeah, because there's dew everywhere out there.
Dew.
It's not nearly as dry as
out
here in Utah.
We're not talking about Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about the dew.
Talking about dew from heaven.
So tell us about the CD. Tell us about what's it called.
what
it's called.
We're still in debates, but there's two debates actually. What we're going to call it? We haven't decided yet.
Debate A.
Chad's studio is called the Devil's Workshop, and we were in the Devil's Workshop for 6 days total. So option number one is 6 days in the Devil's Workshop.
So the name of the album?
Yes.
6 days in the Devil's,
in the Devil's Workshop. Yes. Option two is John Henry Wins Again.
Okay, tell us about that. So what does that mean?
It's a conglomerate of things. Jacob? Eric?
Jacob.
It's really an inside joke.
Yeah.
It's kind of an inside joke.
They always are.
So yeah, well, one day, Devin
is
a valuable asset in the band. He has an iPhone,
yes,
which we always use for directions and information and
he's always trying to wow us with its capabilities.
Yeah.
Most fans of the iPhone are.
The iPhone has gone to his head. And so there was one we had to take a detour because the road that we needed to take was closed off because there's a big mudslide and so we were trying to find how to get through this detour, and Eric had just bought a road atlas.
An atlas.
Like the old school paper atlas.
Yeah.
Paper book.
It wasn't connected to the Wi-Fi at
and,
all.
Not at all.
And Corey was like, where am
I
going?
Turn? Come on, guys. Where do I
and
go?
Then, so
where do I
Eric
go?
Eric grabs his atlas. Devin gets on his iPhone, and Eric says, it's John Henry versus the steam engine.
Go!
And then Eric ended up winning.
Oh, Eric won.
Yeah, Eric
with
won.
The old school atlas.
Devin could tell us.
Devin's like, dude, it's 62 degrees. exactly where we have to run. It's going to take this long to get there.
The road was constructed in a year.
But Eric gave me the road when I needed it.
Yeah.
John Henry wins again.
I kind of like that one.
Do you?
I get my vote for that.
Okay. That's my vote. Yeah.
You and me. The Devil's Workshop, well, that's cool too, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
you have to hear it in context. Cory Monn and the Starlight Gospel, six days in the Devil's Workshop.
There's a contrast.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
how long is that going to type into to get into iTunes?
Yeah,
I know.
Tell me about it. Yeah, tell me about it. John Henry Wins Again isn't too much shorter than 6 days in the Devil's Workshop.
Well, John Henry Wins Again kind of reminds me of like a ska album. I don't know why.
Really? Uh-oh. We were thinking more folk.
Yeah.
It's more folk aligned.
More folk.
It's got kind of a rustic.
Yeah.
Old, yeah.
Cool.
Americana.
It's definitely lighter.
So how did you lay it down? So what was the process? Did you guys do it all live? Was it overdubbed?
Yeah, for the most part, it was a live album. Eric, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, he said, how do we lay it down? I said, we gave it a back rub first.
Yeah.
And then we softened it up, and then we tilted it back.
Warmed it up.
Warmed it up.
And then took advantage of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what happened.
Any
wow. it was recorded live for the most part. Jacob on drums, Devin on bass, and myself playing the acoustic guitar. The three of us played live, and we laid down the 10 tracks in probably about 8 hours, right?
Yeah.
About 8 hours, we laid those down. And then the next day, Eric took a shot at all the keys and the electric guitars. So
Eric had his own day.
Yeah, he had his own day.
I'm what typical, you call high maintenance.
Typical guitarist.
Yeah.
It was a long day.
Right. It was a very long day.
Well, enough talking about it. Let's let everybody listen to one.
Yeah, for sure.
What should we play?
I don't know. What do you want to hear, man?
I vote for 40 Days.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
A snippet of 40 Days.
Yeah. You know, there's a song, 40 Days, that we didn't really know how it was going to turn out. We'd gone over it, but we probably only put it together the last two weeks.
Yeah, our last practice was when we decided on a couple parts.
Yeah. But. A couple parts came out at the last second.
What's the song about?
Yeah, it's about a flood, in a way. Yeah, it's about a flood. But it's more about you know, it's definitely, you know, gospel based. In the song is an actual snippet of an old gospel tune, Wade in the Water. But the whole idea of the song is that, you know, we're living in a world that seems to be getting progressively worse. And that's the whole basis of the song.
Yeah,
is that, you know, that this flood is coming. And it's on its way. It's a pretty powerful song.
Cool.
And maybe my favorite moment on the album lies in this song where it's kind of a dark, dreary song, and then it just rocks your head off for a minute.
So this is Cory Monn on the Starlight Gospel, still untitled album, and this one's 40 Days, and you're listening to it on live at Jackman Studios.
Watch out. Gonna trouble water.
That was 40 Days from Cory Monn and the Starlight Gospel on their new record, still untitled. Awesome song, guys.
Sounded sick.
We would love to.
You know, we're on the fence as far as how much we can promote it. We're still regional artists trying to make a national splash and regional being just recently. We're gonna play a local show here in Utah, and possibly a conglomerate of shows in Utah to release it. But at this point, we're still looking for management, and still looking for somebody who can help us promote it properly along the nation side, rather than just doing what we do.
Well, the music speaks for itself. I think it's great.
Thanks, man.
I would love to hear something live, since we got you guys here live at Jackman Studios. Let's
do something live.
What will you guys play for us?
Should we play You Don't Know Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a song that we did in the Devil's Workshop called You Don't Know Me. We recorded it live, just with four microphones. Matt Jennings, our good friend, played on it as well, and it's just an acoustic number. Eric and I both play acoustic guitars. Jacob plays the banjo. Devin plays his stand-up bass, Devin, who regrettably is not with us at this time, and just at this time as we're speaking, but he's with us.
He's alive.
Yes, and he's alive. He's with us at this time.
Well.
And then Matt Jennings was playing the classical guitar. So we'll play that song.
Cool.
And it's going to finish off the album. It's
awesome. So, exclusive track live at Jackman Studios. It's Cory Monn and the Starlight Gospel, and this is called You Don't Know Me. Take it away.
And I don't claim to know, but I may fear. Feel if I tear down these walls, there'll be no garden still. And I've fought your mind, and I've fought my mind. It seems I'm always fighting. And now I know it isn't right. But I sure could use some sleep. Stars are bound to shine as these clouds will most surely roll. Will ever end this war of mine? I don't. And I fought your mind, and I fight my mind. Seems I'm always fighting to fight. And now I know it isn't right. But I sure could use some sleep. Yes, I sure could use. Yes, I sure could use some sleep tonight.
That's a great song, guys.
Thanks, man.
Cool, cool, cool. So let's hear something else off the album.
Okay.
Let's hear one that you did here.
Okay, yeah, let's hear one that we did here. Let's do the Minnesota. This song...
I love this song.
Yeah, this song was cool. I'll tell the quick story about it.
Yeah, yeah, tell me about it.
Jeff Stone and I, Jeff's a really good friend of ours, he often shares a stage with us from time to time, and he actually does some vocals and the hook, the guitar hook on this song. But Jeff and I were jamming out one night at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I came up with kind of the chord progression for Minnesota, and we were just singing, you know, whatever, just messing around as we do, and I kept singing, "I float the Minnesota, I float the Minnesota," and Jeff was like, what are you saying? And I'm like, "I float the Minnesota. What does that mean?" I'm like, "I don't know." And I went home that night, and I had a dream actually that I was floating on a river, and like Huck Finn style on a little raft and stuff. And I think I actually was reading Huck Finn at the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for like my fourth time or so. But I think it kind of came from that. But floating down the river, I was waiting. I was waiting for something, and I didn't really know what it is I was waiting for, and I woke up and I wrote the song, and the song turned out to be, you know, I mean, obviously we didn't know we were going out to Minnesota.
Yeah,
didn't know any of that at the time.
Yeah, well, this is one of my favorite songs you've ever written, I think.
Thanks, man.
So this is the Minnesota of the new untitled album, Corey Mon and the Starlight Gospel, and you're listening to Live at Jackman Studios, the best of Utah's music scene. Thank you.
start to flow. I feel my mind start to float the Minnesota. This is where I flow. I float the Minnesota. This is where I know. I know it won't be. My ship just come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I can give, don't you want to see yourself? Serve your soul in this water for a better hell. Waterfall, I can only see water for miles, miles. And I float the Minnesota. This is where I float. I float the Minnesota. This is where I. Now I know it won't be long. For my ship to come along.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. That was great. It was a killer song.
Sounded sick.
It was sick.
Woo! Awesome.
It was naughty, actually.
Thank you, Clark.
Great song. Great song.
Thanks.
Well, everybody needs to check these guys out. It's Corey Mott on the Starlight Gospel, and you're listening to Live at Jackman Studios.
Oh, dang.